This is Michael Popak, Legal AF. Judge Aileen Cannon presiding over Mar-a-Lago. Gotcha. NPR has discovered that for 2 years running, Judge Aileen Cannon, without disclosing it appropriately on the federal form she's required to disclose paid trips on, went not once but twice on all expense paid trips sponsored by George Mason University and the Antonin Scalia School of Law, which was funded and founded officially by one Leonard Leo, the founder of the Federalist Society. They hold colloquiums where they bring in lots of judges, all right-wing Republican judges to the Federalist Society, to hear lectures on topics about woke law and the problem with that, and basically attacking the Democratic or progressive agenda. Aileen Cannon went on one of these all-expense-paid trips, probably totaling about $10,000 in 2021 and 2022, and certainly while she was presiding over a case involving Donald Trump. Now look, ProPublica just won a Pulitzer for exposing the all-expense-paid trips and relationships between Clarence Thomas and right-wing MAGA donors that he's been taking for years without disclosing it. And tens of thousands of dollars a year on yachts, on private jets, to hunting lodges, you know, $1,000, $2,000 a day. But he's not presiding at present over the Mar-a-Lago case. Aileen Cannon is, so we need to talk about her. Now look, George Mason University is the rightest of right-wing universities. It's law school, named after Antonin Scalia, funded by the Koch brothers, funded by Leonard Leo of the Federalist Society. You can sort of figure out what is going on inside of that incubator. Right. And federal judges and Supreme Court judges regularly go to George Mason University for colloquiums and seminars and all expense paid boondoggles that are paid for by these right wing MAGA people to rub elbows with other right wing MAGA people before they return to the bench to make decisions for you and me. Justice is blind? I don't think so. And certainly not on these all expense paid trips and luxury resorts. Now, Aileen Cannon is not the only person that participates in these kind of events sponsored by George Mason University and the law school. There are 75 other judges, appellate and district court judges, federal, that have also participated. Some of the Supreme Court justices that I've just outlined, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, Thomas, Alito, have all at one time or another taken an all-expense-paid trip paid for by the Federalist Society. Let's just put it that way. Should that come as any shock? Now, look, the Democrats do it too. I mean, I don't want to, you know, it's good for the goose and the gander. I mean, there are plenty of trips that are paid for the progressive wing of the Supreme Court where they go away every summer to their, you know, sabbaticals for the summer and go teach in Italy or in Europe somewhere, and somebody's footing the bill, right? It's just not so blatant. You know, they're not taking all expense paid trips paid for by the ACLU, although they should. But Aileen Cannon didn't disclose on her federal form that she took these trips. She had 30 days within, people are upset about it. She had 30 days within which to disclose on her federal form her privately funded seminar disclosure form. And until NPR, National Public Radio, contacted her about it, she hadn't posted it for either 2021 or 2022. I mean, a judge that constantly torments the prosecutors about being more transparent. You need to be more transparent. We have to have more documents and information that could put witnesses at risk on the public docket. This is about transparency and the public's need to know. She certainly got pretty opaque when it came to her own participation in Federalist Society all expense paid trips and vacations. Why?
I've been a longtime digital subscriber of our next sponsor, The Washington Post, going back to, well, All the President's Men. And now it's one of my go-to reads for its amazing well-being, lifestyle, and recipe sections. I end up sharing multiple articles a week with the Midas Touch family. I mean, we're all busy, and we appreciate you carving out time for Legal AF. That's why I think making time for the Washington Post will also enrich your life. And this podcast, well, it's sponsored by the Washington Post. My wife and I happen to be in Washington, D.C. right now. And the first thing we did every morning is crack open the Washington Post and thumb through the weekend and lifestyle sections to set our course. I mean, we had our coffee over Jamie Friedlander Serrano's article, Why Good Enough Can Be Better for Your Decisions and Mental Health, which put us in the right frame of mind to embrace the day. In a rush and need to catch up quickly on the day's most important and interesting stories, the Post The 7 newsletter is a quick commute read sent each weekday morning, and it's also available as a podcast. I even signed up to get the Post For You newsletter, which sends me my very own personalized roundup of stories every evening based on my interest and reading history. Their app makes it easy for me to stay up to date on the latest news, save and share stories, and follow my favorite authors. Did you know the Post offers a cool feature for audio lovers like you? You can actually listen to articles in addition to reading them, so you can tackle your to-do list and catch up on the news at the same time. You name it, the Washington Post covers it. Climate and culture to crosswords and cooking, the Washington Post helps you discover a world of surprising stories, important insights, and actionable advice. Now is the time to sign up for the Washington Post. Go to washingtonpost.com/legalaf to subscribe for just 50 cents per week for your first year. That's 80% off their typical offer, so this is truly a steal. Once again, that's washingtonpost.com/legalaf to subscribe for just 50 cents per week for the first year. This is something she's embarrassed by. She doesn't want the public to know. Apparently, she doesn't want the public to know that she did these things. Because if she did, she would state it out loud and proud. I am a Federalist. I go on $10,000 a trip, all expense paid by the Federalist Society, by the Koch brothers, by Leo Frank and the rest. Or sorry, Leonard Leo. Sorry. And I like rubbing elbows with other Federalists, and we make fun of progressives and Democrats, and that's me. Just say it. Just come out and say it and disclose it. You know, if I were the prosecutors, I'd be looking into, is this something that, you know, we needed to have known about at the time and decided whether to move to disqualify. Now, I'll tell you, it generally doesn't work that way. You got 75 other appellate and trial court judges who are right wing, who attend these same things. They just disclose them. Supreme Court had its own issues, right? That was the ProPublica report that won the Pulitzer, because Clarence Thomas didn't disclose these things. And we didn't know about his close relationship with the Crow family and other right wing MAGA mega donors, including Nazi memorabilia collecting, Holocaust denying donors and those relationships. We didn't know that Clarence Thomas sold property to people who had business before the court, right? He borrowed money in order to buy his homestead, that he borrowed money from right-wing MAGA in order to pay the tuition of his nephew. We didn't know any about that. Doesn't stop Clarence Thomas from presiding over one of the most corrupt Supreme Courts in a long time. He never recuses himself. He never disqualifies himself. Yeah, sure, he may not show up one day unannounced for oral argument without explanation, but that's not the same thing as officially recusing himself from a case because, I don't know, his wife was involved with trying to overthrow democracy, Ginny Thomas or something like that. But now I'm focused at the molecular level at the Mar-a-Lago case. We have reporting we did right here on the Midas Touch Network that just the other day, Aileen Cannon, the $10,000 a trip Federalist Society loving Aileen Cannon, just helped out Donald Trump again and let him off the hook about a deadline that she set weeks or months ago for him to disclose any confidential information under the any classified information under the CIPA, Classified Information and Procedures Act, that he has to disclose to the prosecutor so they can get this trial going in Mar-a-Lago. And she knew that the trial in New York had already started or was going to start at the end of April.
And yet she just, without any resetting of the date, she just said, yeah, you don't have to make your deadline. Without that deadline being met, Donald Trump's trial will never happen before November. Managing expectations here, as we like to do on the Midas Touch and Legal AF. So, you know, am I a conspiracy theorist? I mean, not usually. But do I think it's an interesting data point that we should have known before, that Aileen Cannon regularly rubs elbows on an all-expense-paid trips paid for by the Federalist Society to the Antonin Scalia Colloquium in Montana on a regular basis? Yeah, I would like to have known that. And I would have liked to have reported on that. And I would like the prosecutors to have known it so they could have worked it into their analysis as to whether to move to recuse or disqualify Aileen Cannon. And only because NPR shined a light on the issue and called up her chambers, that she then fill out the forms years late about it, meaning she had no intention of disclosing to the public and being transparent about what she had done until she was caught with her hand in the proverbial cookie jar. We'll continue to follow everything at Mar-a-Lago and keep you posted. We're not completely distracted by the trial in New York. We're fixated on it. We're focused on it. We're covering it. Lots of other news involving the intersection of law and politics that we cover right here on the Midas Touch Network and on Legal AF on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. On Wednesdays, I'm joined by Karen Friedman Agnifilo. On Saturdays, by my co-founder, Ben Mycelis. And then we do hot takes like this one about every hour or more at the intersection of law and politics. Only here on this Midas Touch YouTube channel. Help them get to 3 million free subscribers. Yes, I said free, by the November election. And then you can pick us our audio podcast, Legal AF, wherever you get audio podcasts from. So until my next Legal AF, until my next hot take, leave me a comment and a thumbs up. It helps with the ratings. And now we got Patreon. If you want to learn more about the law at the intersection of law and politics, even for non-lawyers, especially for non-lawyers, join us at patreon.com/legalaf. It's like a TED Talk in a law school class at a baby. We bring it to you on their patreon.com/legalaf. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, until my next Patreon exclusive content, this is Michael Popak reporting. Hear ye, Legal AF Law Breakdown is now in session. Go beyond the headlines and get a deep dive into the important legal concepts you need to know and we discuss every day on Legal AF. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else, all for the price of a couple of cups of coffee. Join us at patreon.com/legalaf. That's patreon.com/legalaf.